You're listening to SBS News.
The hard border between Queensland and New South Wales has left some hospitals south of the border desperately understaffed and nurses fearing burnout. Those forced to work long hours to fill the void left by their colleagues trapped at home in Queensland are exhausted, and there's no relief in sight. The Queensland government has turned down proposed amendments to the hard border following 2 days of high-level talks with New South Wales counterparts. Belinda Hinchey is a hospital physiotherapist and health services union delegate for the Tweed region. She says staff are very stressed and very tired.
Not everybody lives in Queensland and works in New South Wales, but quite a lot of staff are affected. So there's like 50% of the social work staff not able to come to work over here. There's 70% of the speech pathologists not able to come to work, and there's 70% of the dietitians not able to come to work. So that means that the staff that have left have got to try and cover the role.
The Queensland government tightened border crossing rules following the Delta outbreak in New South Wales. In healthcare, only those registered with the Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Agency, such as doctors and nurses, can cross the border for work. This decision means many other professions that are not part of this body are unable to cross state lines for work, as well as the cleaners, kitchen staff and wardies required to run a hospital. In a statement to SBS News, Lynn Weir, the acting chief executive of the Northern Local Health District, said staffing arrangements at border hospitals are not sustainable.
Absences are being covered through rostering at present. However, moving forward, this is not a sustainable solution. All members of our health workforce are essential to the efficient running of our public hospitals. This includes our allied health clinicians, cleaning and administrative staff, as well as food services and other support staff. We will continue to advocate for our full workforce to be able to continue working in our public health system.
The head of the local health district maintains patient care has not suffered as a result of the staffing shortage. But those on the ground say this is not true. Belinda Hinchey again.
Patients can't get some of those services. There isn't anyone else that can do those things. They're done by those specialty professions. And so there's no one really that can step in and take over for them. They'll just have to, you know, the ones that are left are trying to get to who they can, but they can't cover the full caseload.
A nurse who's worked in the region for 18 years told SBS News she's on the edge of burnout. Her identity has been hidden as she's afraid speaking out will breach her contract.
I have never seen anything like it. My colleagues who are wardies, cleaners, kitchen staff, dietitians, social workers and speech pathologists who live in Queensland and are being told they are not essential workers, and if they turn up for work in the Tweed or Mooloolaba Hospital, they cannot return home. We are drastically understaffed because of the border restrictions. Those who can work will burn out.
Despite 2 days of high-level meetings between public servants from both sides of the border this week, no consensus has been reached. Queensland is unwilling to ease the rules until the COVID-19 situation in New South Wales stabilises. Meeting Chair and New South Wales Cross Border Commissioner James McTavish told SBS News he's aware healthcare is suffering because of the restrictions.
We know that there's been a substantial impact on that health workforce in northern New South Wales and in southeast Queensland, and that those impacts are impacting on patient outcomes and the availability of appointments. People are still able to go to Queensland for their appointments. They are still able to access that essential care. But if you don't have a workforce which is available, if you don't have people who are able to provide those services in the hospital, then those health services and those health systems become unworkable.
Mr. McTavish says he believes the measures that Queensland has put in place are too harsh, and he would like to see some changes in the definitions of essential workers.
We're not proposing that we open the border unilaterally. We're not proposing a free-for-all. But we are proposing some measures which will allow people to access the services they need more readily. We should all recognise that, you know, when we're making these decisions around border restrictions and closures, at the centre of all of this are people, and those people have individual and collective impacts. They've all worn it pretty hard for the last, you know, 20 months. And I'm hopeful that with vaccination rates rising, with people taking the COVID pandemic seriously, that we'll see an easing of restrictions quickly.
Lucy Murray, SBS News.